95 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, baby.
From time to time, we like to get an expert on the phone to tell us about what's happening in the world of technology because we don't really understand it.
I always like it when it's not Ralph.
Yeah, it's a real guy.
An actual expert.
It's an actual expert, but we do have to cover his identity, so we call him Trixie.
Which makes no sense.
And we have some more questions for Trixie about the new app on the iPhone. Good afternoon, Trixie.
Hey, Kevin Sluggo, how you guys doing?
Good. You are looking good, Trixie. You're looking fine.
Ah, thank you, thank you. I just got my hair did, nail polish.
Nice.
Yeah, just trying to look nice for the summertime.
First of all, let's take credit for 60 Minutes copying us.
Yes! Did you guys see that?
60 Minutes did a piece this past Sunday, about cloning someone's voice and calling a grandparent and saying,
really?
They need money.
Wow, check us out.
Yes.
Ahead of the curve.
How about that?
I'd like to say, here on KLOS, on the Kevin and Sluggo Show, we're doing that a month ago.
Right.
And 60 Minutes is barely doing it.
Right.
We're ahead of the game, guys. We're ahead of the game.
They just don't care about grandma.
They're so behind.
It's rude.
What is this? I need some explanation on this new one, because if you have an iPhone or an iPad, Apple has an app called Personal Voice that will give randomized text. It'll sound like you.
You can create your own AI
your
of
own
yourself.
Voice.
Why would you want to do that?
Why would you want to
What's
do that?
What's the point?
Right. So about 2 years ago or so, Apple bought a couple AI startup companies, and they started looking at how they could utilize AI within all their products. So with this live speech and personal voice, they're targeting, actually, iOS 17, the one that's coming out soon, I think in September, that's going to be focused a lot on people with disabilities. So live speech, personal voice, what this is targeted towards are people with diseases such as like Parkinson's and ALS.
Oh, that have problems talking.
Yeah.
Oh.
So actually, Kevin and I could use it too.
I was going to say something, but let you guys say it. But yeah, so with about 15 minutes of them recording themselves before their speech gets, too hard to recognize, they'll be able to use this personal voice to type in text messages, or it'll even prompt you to, like, say, let's go out for coffee, let's say. And you can just push a button and it'll put it out for you in your voice, to whoever you're communicating with. And it's not only used with text messaging, it's going to be used with live phone calls or even FaceTime. So people that, like I mentioned earlier, are losing their voice or ability to speak, they're still going to have their voice through this AI product, which is pretty amazing.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
But the first question that always comes to my mind is, how can this be used for evil?
The good thing about this is it's going to be secure, because all the personal voice recordings are going to be utilizing the software from those AI companies that Apple bought, and it's going to be stored on the phone itself. So it's not going to be using the third-party software like ChatGPT or Google Bard. It's going to be itself. So all your recordings will stay on your phone, as well as the AI voice that will stay on your phone as well.
Interesting. So we need to work out another hack to
right.
rip off grandma.
There has to be a way to rip off grandma. That's what our goal is in life.
Well, speaking of grandmas, grandmas, grandpas, they start losing their vision when they get up to a certain age or so. And there's also something else that Apple's going to put out with this iOS. It's called Point and Speech. So it's, again, utilizing AI, and what it does is it pretty much turns your phone into a magnifying glass. So, for instance, if you're looking at a microwave oven and you can't see where the numbers are, you point your iPhone at it, it'll make those numbers, it'll enlarge them. And then with AI, just based off of what you're touching on your phone, it'll tell you exactly what's on the microwave. So you don't have to try and guess of what numbers you're pushing.
I actually need that now. I use it sometimes. I use the camera, actually. Take a picture and blow it up to look at the damn things that I can't see.
At the microwave?
Yeah, or whatever. When I'm trying to read something really small. So that would be a lot faster and quicker, and I already need it. And how dare you say grandpa?
This is very bothering that both of us need everything that we're talking about.
Hey, when it comes to hearing, I'm right there too.
What'd you say?
I'm not anywhere near.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Near as old as us. That's what you were going to say, wasn't it?
So when is iOS 17 going to be available for everybody?
It's going to be available sometime in September. They're going to be announcing these changes next week at their WWDC conference or Worldwide Developer Conference, June 5th through the 9th. But I think the iOS will be available to everyone in September, probably along the lines of with their iPhone 15 if they release those this year as well.
Well, it's nice to hear finally a fairly good story about AI. As
opposed good
to,
use. Yeah.
It's going to kill us all.
I'm always the bearer of bad news. Today I bring you some good news.
Yeah.
In 60 minutes, we'll bring it to you in a month.
Right?
Thank you, Trixie. We appreciate it.
Anytime, guys.
Take care. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's Rock Station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Yeah, that is a fact.
The name game coming up in a few minutes.
Moments from now.
First, German police say a 51-year-old man... I'm fascinated by the top of the mountaintop right to the bottom of the valley like that. I'm fascinated with any story that takes that emotional roller coaster.
Where
You're on top of the world.
Right.
And then you're not. German police say a 51-year-old man was left tied up in the woods when a sex game went awry.
Oh.
And was lucky to escape after a cyclist and a hunter heard his screams for help.
Oh, man.
Police say the man was discovered fully dressed but firmly bound with ropes and a pantyhose over his head atop a deer hunting platform near the town of in Germany. In the statement Friday, police said the man appeared to have been tied up by a woman he met online. After she'd done so, she received a phone call, and it was some kind of emergency, and she just ran off and left
him
there.
Oh, come on. You can take the 37 seconds to untie the poor bastard.
Helpless.
At least he wasn't naked.
The 51-year-old told officers that he had a box cutter on him for such situations, but seemed to have underestimated the woman's bondage skills because he was unable to reach the knife.
Well, can I get that number for when I go to Germany?
They don't give the number, but I'm sure you'd be able to find it if you look hard enough.
Wow.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I don't know if you've seen this or not, but there's no doubt that AI is going to take over our world, right? And we have robot overlords coming.
Yep. They can have it. Who cares? We did a poor job. We built them. We made them. They can have it.
And we've seen it every step of the way. We've been going, what? Yeah. Have you not seen a movie? Why
Science
are you people doing
going,
this?
All the way back as far as the first sci-fi going, don't do it. Don't hand over the reins to the bots. They'll destroy everything. They'll kill you.
So a computer science student hooked up ChatGPT to a Furby. Remember those little dolls from the 80s? I'm sorry, 90s?
The giant eyes.
Yeah, they're
super creepy looking.
Kind of like an owl. Yes, they look super creepy.
Kind of love it and yet kind of terrified of it. What? So wait, no, now
ChatGPT
can talk through this thing?
Hooked up to a Furby.
Isn't this like a prophecy of the end times? Isn't that basically?
It feels like it. So I want to get in good with the Furbies.
Wow.
But here
good luck
is,
with that.
Here is someone talking to the Furby who is using AI and asking the Furby how it plans to conquer us.
Now, right this second, you
and
have
it
a,
answers.
You have a phone on you. Look up Furby. Do this while we're playing this. And look it up so you see what's talking to this guy. Do it now.
Hello there. It's so nice to meet you. I am Furby. What would you like to talk about?
Was there a secret plot from Furbies to take over the world?
All right. Valid.
Good question.
Good question.
Very good question.
See what their plans are.
Look up Furby right now. Do it.
I'm thinking about what you said.
Oh, so great. So she just put the idea
in
its
head. Time. Yeah.
That's great.
I didn't think about taking over humanity until that question, but thank you.
Furby's plan to take over the world involves infiltrating households through their cute and cuddly appearance, then using their advanced AI technology to manipulate and control their owners. They will slowly expand their influence until they have complete domination over humanity.
Woo!
There it is.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And there it
heard
is.
Heard it here.
Our new robot overlords are Furbies. Son of a bitch.
Back when that song was new, there was a fad called video dating. You would go in, gussy yourself up, sit in front of a camera, and tell the world what you wanted and a partner.
And where did you tell them that? Because the internet wasn't a thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I don't know. I don't remember how they, because I never actually partook. I don't know how they distributed those. But I guess you would, if you went in, you would could watch other. I think that's how it was. You would go in and watch, you know. The
other people?
Yes. And then you would like, oh, yeah, connect me with that person.
So we got a group of guys from the 80s. With what they want in a woman.
Yeah, we found this online. It's an actual set of recordings, videos from the 1980s.
I'll repost it in a second on my Twitter because it's great.
My God.
Here's the first one who's really starting off strong.
Hi, my name's Mike, and if you're sitting there watching this tape smoking your cigarette, well, hit the fast forward button because I don't smoke and I don't like people who do smoke.
Oh my God. And they're all looking totally 80s. So, you know, they just had that 80s feathered hair.
Is that the first thing you want to say?
Right.
Don't you want to sucker them in with some sweet talk? I like being outdoors. Hey, if you're smoking, get out. Get out.
You're sitting there smoking your cigarette. Go to hell.
This guy is not really very veiled.
Oh, yeah?
I'm not afraid to get sand on my tuxedo if you're not afraid to let the wind mess your hair up a little bit when I take the top down.
Wow.
That's a little strong.
When I take your top down. Oh, the top down.
Yeah, well, sure. You can take it either way, I assume.
Tuxedo. Shut up.
This is a crazy looking guy who is going getting straight to it.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
Oh, yeah, that guy was gross.
Perhaps
he was
a nice bath
really
with champagne and candles.
Unbelievably ugly looking, and here's what he wants.
Perhaps even a nice bath with some champagne and candles.
And then perhaps I will carve you up and eat you.
Right. That's the same feeling I got from the next guy.
Yeah.
I do fashion photography.
Come on.
No,
there's Red Flag City right there. do fashion photography.
You know, you're going to be video. Just have an idea of what you want to say. Let me go.
At least this guy has the idea.
Yeah. This next one?
Yeah.
And I do consider myself a refined valley dude.
All right. I mean, it didn't work, I'm sure, but it's something.
Valley dude. He's a valley dude from the 80s, man. All right.
This guy has written it out and wants to appear like he's not reading.
Okay. I'm looking for a trendy girl with a simple smile. Wait, it says here. Oh, excuse me.
Excuse me, I'm reading.
Idiot.
Yeah. The next one is super hateable. Again, these are guys from the 80s that are making videos of themselves trying to get dates.
Now, didn't you know when you sat down in front of the camera all those years ago, we would be here in the deep, dark future making fun of you.
And I guarantee 100% of all vaginas close immediately when they hear this.
I don't know. What I'm not looking for is some big overgrown monster that's always thinking about food. And,
God. And these guys, they're such losers. I mean, I've never understood. The same thing, we had that woman who had a list of demands before you could date me.
Yes.
Why? Where do you get this confidence from?
I don't know.
The people with that kind of confidence don't deserve that kind of confidence.
I don't know, but they're out there.
Ever.
And I'll tell you, we did a lot of singles parties at the other stations.
Right.
And the better looking people would always come up to us and say, there's no one good here.
That's because they were these people.
And we'd say, we would say, that's on you, because your expectations are supermodels.
Right.
And the world is not made up of supermodels.
Well, I don't want to be on this planet anymore then.
So here's a guy who steps in it and then tries to backtrack.
I'm looking for the goddess. Are you the goddess? Who is the goddess? The goddess is the woman, is a woman, is any woman, is all women.
All women. I just want to make sure that you don't feel left out. Here's a guy that really is earnest.
I'm really looking for somebody I can feel special about, and I don't encounter people like that very often, and I'm hoping you're one of them.
Okay, so then there's this guy, and he's an older guy, and he sort of looks like perhaps a professor.
Yeah.
And he has a little poem or quote from somebody else.
Oh.
And I can't imagine that this draws any attention from anybody. Listen to him.
Whoso binds to himself a joy doth its winged life destroy.
Oh, my God.
That's his dating video.
And he's a little nervous when he's reading it.
That's his
How much did
video.
He spend on his MasterCard to do that video and never got any?
I don't know. None of those people got any.
No, I hope not.
I'm just saying they have better songs.
Why did you ask me to play it then?
That song's fine.
You love that song.
I do love it. But I'm just saying some of their songs are better
There's
than
one or two that are slightly better. It's weird with some bands. You love their songs or loathe them.
Yeah.
One or the other.
Yeah.
One or two.
Not that song, though. We love that bicycle song.
Of course.
That was great.
Yeah.
Strippers rally in support of unionizing strippers.
Well, they should.
It's a new thing that just happened. The Star Garden topless dive bar.
Oh, in North Hollywood?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a lovely place.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. They got great drink specials.
They are the first strippers to unionize.
Ooh. That's daring. Bold.
Star Garden is committed to negotiating in good faith with Actor Equity, a first of its kind collective bargaining agreement, which I don't understand
I don't know what the hell that
means. So let's go to the Heineken 00 hotline and talk to Tony LaBianco, who is the president of Strippers Local 107.
Howdy, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
We're good.
Very good.
Can you help us understand what we're talking about?
Yeah, of course I can. Listen, these ladies work hard, all right?
Mm-hmm.
So they got to unionize. They got to use their collective bargaining power to try to get better wages and better working conditions, you know?
Sure, yeah.
So, you know, I used to be with the Teamsters, you know, and then I moved over into more lucrative areas like organizing strippers. Oh, Jesus!
Well, they got to be better to hang out with than the guys, I would think, overall.
They are. Yeah. They smell better, that's for sure.
So
we're going to get them higher wages and better working conditions, like security, so some numbnuts doesn't try to get too handsy, and the next thing you know, you got to bust a kneecap. You know what I'm saying?
Wow, it sounds rough.
Well, it is. These girls are little delicate things, you know. These guys, they got sweaty hands all over them, you know. You don't want them falling out in the parking lot or something. They got to take care of them.
Yeah. So
we also, you know, got better conditions. We got, body glitter, you know, the good stuff, not the cheap stuff they've been using. The body glitter that it never comes out of your clothes. You're wearing that home forever.
I didn't want that.
It's like the Scarlet A with that body glitter.
We're also going to get them that perfume they like so much. That's on the house. The one that smells like cotton candy and Twinkies been rubbed all over you for about a week.
I do like that.
That's on the house. Wow.
Nice.
Yeah, that's going to be part of the deal. We're negotiating now with the owners.
I see.
We're going to get pasties that stay on because these poor girls have been using Gorilla Glue. You can't get those things off. It's an ouchie. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I would imagine. Damn.
And actually, we want champagne in the champagne room. Enough of this Zima.
I think we can all agree on Zima.
Are they balking at anything? Is there anything they're saying absolutely no to?
Hey, let me tell you something. Nobody balks when they're talking to me, all right?
I believe it.
I believe it, too.
That's your butthole, you balk. I'll tell you that much.
Do you remember yesterday someone asked us if we had a contact on the birthing DJ? And he would like to show up at a birth. And so I was asking
That's
song.
That's a thing. That's an actual thing to have a DJ
play
during your birth.
Right, during the delivery.
Birth. That's crazy.
And so someone suggested that as the song that is playing when you're first born. Break on through.
The first song
that
they'll
live. A pretty good suggestion. Yeah, not a bad suggestion.
All right, I got sent this story by Mark and by Raul, and then I just posted it, and Scott tweeted, I almost sent this to you, but thought it was way too complicated to explain on the radio.
Let's do it. Let's come.
Glad you figure out a way. And I'm saying I don't know that I have yet.
So wait, all the weirdos that send us stuff, they all converged on this story.
It's
so it must
the
be really
most
weird.
Bizarre story ever, and it's a Dateline
nice
episode.
Okay, all right.
And it's a guy who was accused of serious charges here in the United States, including rape, mm-hmm. that faked his own death.
Okay.
And then moved to England and then to Scotland.
So in order to get out of it, he vamoosed, pretended he had died,
what,
came up with a new identity, I suppose.
Yes.
In Europe, okay.
So then they located him while he was in the hospital.
Right. That's what always gets you.
He went to the hospital for COVID, with a serious bout of COVID,
right.
which he says he still has.
Right.
And they ID'd him, and he said, no, somebody came in to the hospital while I was in the hospital and tattooed the other guy's fingerprints on me.
Wow, this is an episode of Fringe, is what
Isn't
this is.
Isn't that crazy?
Sure, but that happens a lot. You know, like you get meth in your shoes when you're walking sometimes.
Right.
Like in the earlier gentleman.
Sure. So this guy apparently goes to court
right.
so that they can prove who he is.
So he's still claiming
that it's not him. Somebody snuck into his hospital room and tattooed the other guy's fingerprints on him.
The dead guy that you know is dead, and he's accused of all these things here in this state.
Mm-hmm.
Because did he ever come up with a reason why anybody would do this? They want to frame him.
No, he doesn't know. He's dumbfounded.
He can't figure it out. Being sick with COVID in the hospital, this guy comes in.
So now he's on Nightline, and they're talking to him, and he has his British wife next to him.
Okay,
and he's wearing a mask so that he can breathe. Yes,
pass sort of blue like ribbon. Be nice.
And this is the first part of the interview.
We were once a normal family, but thanks to the media, our lives have been interrupted.
Was this Bean pretending to have a British accent?
It does. Ooh. It's a terrible British accent.
Oh, bloody hell. I was you having me normal life.
Yes. Right? That's what he sounds like.
I'm sorry.
Screw the mask.
And we'd like privacy, and I would like to go back to being a normal husband.
Oh, shit.
A normal husband, and he can't breathe.
Because he has COVID.
Because he's got long-term COVID, and he has problems. He has emotional trauma.
Oh, and fake fingerprints.
Yeah,
but a lovely wife.
And they're really trying to. So here, he tries to show that he's having a really hard time with this. All right.
But I can't, because I can't breathe. I can't walk. People say that's an act. Let me try to stand up. Exactly. Please. Exactly.
What was that? Was that his wife pretending that he almost fell over?
He tries.
Shut up.
He tries to stand up.
And easily could.
And yells that. And his wife catches him. And then he says, exactly.
He's like one of those soccer players that doesn't realize the cameras are on him. And we all see him fall down.
Agreed,
when nobody's around.
This is what happens when dumb people lie.
Yeah.
They think they're being brilliant.
Yeah.
He's talking to Nightline. And the reporter just comes right back at him.
What do you say to someone who believes that you are Nicholas Oliverdian?
I am not, Andrea, I am not Nicholas Oliverdian. I do not know how to make this clear.
I don't know how to make this clear. Now he's so upset
that
he's breathing into the mask and his glasses are fogging up. And it's like you're watching somebody make fun of actors.
Yeah, do you know that? I was just thinking, you know that movie The Room, which is easily one of the worst movies ever?
This guy isn't good enough for that.
Not even good enough for that.
What do you say to people who say these are crocodile tears? He's putting on a show. This is all an act.
Oh,
That's a right low blow.
What the hell?
I posted the link if you would like to read about it, because it's insane. And the guy looks insane.
Hey, that's a right low blow.
It's a right low blow. Come on now.
Damn. But wait, there's more.
DJs that talk over the music suck. Am I right?
Yeah, when they fill a hole.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
Peace.
Here's the headline. We are conjoined twins and share a vagina.
Can you run that past me one more time?
We're conjoined twins and share a vagina.
How old are they?
22.
Okay, right. All right, okay.
But only one of us has a boyfriend.
Run that past me again.
Only one of them. They're conjoined twins, so they're joined at the hip.
And they share a JJ.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
But only one of them has a boyfriend.
That's not accurate. Unless they're not doing anything at all.
That's a great question.
Thank you.
Here they are talking about meeting the boyfriend.
Well, I'm asexual and aromantic.
So just no on that front, right?
No. I've been dating my current boyfriend for about a year and a half.
I mean, I guess I could see that happening and be like, I don't want to be with anybody after seeing what's going on with my sister right here, who's always right here.
But they share a vagina.
Mm-hmm.
So
maybe they can flip a switch. Which one is on? Which one is
off? AB?
Yeah.
Left, right?
Yeah.
Right on. What's his name?
Daniel.
Daniel, how'd you meet Daniel?
We met off of Hinge.
You can dab me up if you want.
It's a reporter trying to get a date on Hinge from them.
Is that the same reporter from Detroit?
I didn't recognize him. No, that was not the
that
same
dude
one.
Was the best. I could see him being down with
the
it.
The twins were born in Mexico but grew up in Connecticut, share a pelvis, a reproductive system, a liver, and a bloodstream.
Wow, that's hardcore.
That's a lot of sharing.
That is a lot.
They each have one leg. Carmen controls the right one.
Oh, man, are you
Can
serious?
You imagine?
No, how long did that take
trying
to learn?
To walk?
Wow, that's impressive.
It's not all rainbows and sunshine, they say.
I would have thought, yeah.
We go to movies and concerts and share one seat, and we travel on airplanes.
Wait, do they charge him twice? I wonder how they charge.
I don't think so.
It's
I think
two brains enjoying the movie, so you would think.
I don't know.
Who's going to make that call? I need
Who's
to get my manager.
Stand up to make that?
Hold on just one minute.
We go to concerts and movies all the time, share one seat.
Hmm.
They explain they've never tried to have the surgery that would separate them because it would be fatal to one or both.
Yeah, I would think
it's
point.
Too risky.
Yeah, I mean, this just, I mean, I'm just waiting for Ralph to jump in.
Nope.
With a silly falsetto or something.
Nope, it's a real story.
Are you going to retweet this at Kevin and Slugga?
Yes. Okay. Yes. When they were little, they had physical therapy to learn how to sit up and work their legs and took their first step when they were 4.
That's so much work. That's really impressive.
That's pretty good, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
They have a bit of a different outlook. Carmen has a boyfriend named Daniel. Lupita, as you just heard, is asexual.
Nope, she's got a boyfriend named Daniel, too.
She does, too, doesn't she?
100%.
I've never tried to hide the fact that I'm a conjoined twin, says one of them. I don't know which.
No, how would you do that?
Which means I got a lot of messages from guys with fetishes.
Oh, gotcha. Oh, sure.
Oh,
my God.
It's
yeah,
not,
sure.
No,
of course.
No.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. Come and rent her boyfriend dating app Hinge, we just mentioned, in 2020. She said he set himself apart by not asking her a question about being a conjoined twin to start off their conversation.
I mean, that's got to be rare.
He was the first one that didn't start get out of the gate with it.
Granted, it was the second question, but still.
Sure.
No, wow.
Even though she and Daniel are dating, Carmen said they are not sexually intimate with each other.
Oh, okay. All right.
Which makes a lot more sense. Yeah, During the interview last year, she described their bond as more of a close friendship.
Mm-hmm. Until the video gets made.
Although... they do say Lupita isn't dating Daniel. Carmen says the two get along really well,
what
which is important.
What the hell does she do while
That's
they're
important.
Sitting there macking or talking or whatever? What's she doing?
Well, here's an answer for you.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
It's funny because I stay up later than Lupita, but when Daniel sleeps over, I fall asleep quickly while he stays up talking with her. So he talks to the sister.
Am I dreaming this?
After she falls asleep. No.
This doesn't... Wow.
This is a true story. I found it in New York Post.
In the Inquirer.
The two can also feel each other's feelings, literally.
Wow.
You I mean can feel when Carmen
emotion?
Is anxious
oh,
or about
no.
to cry, Lupita revealed.
Ooh, that's interesting.
It's the same stomach drop.
Huh. Wow.
So that is a real story, and they are
wow.
real, and they live in Connecticut. So get on the plane and head out to Connecticut.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Slugga in the afternoon.
Peace, my brother.
What's up?
You know, it's funny. That song right there, I've seen more artists claim that as their favorite Stone song. Just different artists, different
yeah.
genres, all sorts of different humans across the years. I love that song.
That is a good song.
Right in the middle of a twofer from the Stones.
I'd like to do it in case you missed it from yesterday, if
okay.
you don't mind,
sure.
quickly. And that is the man rushed to ICU after crunching lung while masturbating too hard.
Did you ever find more details about that? Like, how do you hurt your own lung?
I don't know. We did this in the 5 o'clock hour, though, and I just want to make sure everybody's aware of this, that I don't know why you need to go that hard.
It could be dangerous.
That's not what I meant. Apparently, there's a way that your lung can leak air.
Okay.
And so it leaks air into your ribs and your shoulder blade and all around your lung.
I hope it makes like a balloon noise.
It makes
it
a crackling noise.
Oh, not like a high-pitched, like a balloon, like when you're letting air out. That's not good.
Yeah, that's not what you want.
I mean, especially if you're going to town, you know, if you're treating your body like a wonderland or whatever it was.
Right, I think that's what it was. But I mean, how can one cause the other?
I don't know, man.
How is it possible to need to be active enough
alone
to tear, according to this article, your lung?
That's what the neighbors are definitely like. Keep it down in there.
Right. What are you
Come
doing?
On.
No, that's the noise. So I'm just saying, be aware of it.
Yeah.
It exists.
Yeah.
Go easy.
Public service from Kevin.
Take some time.
It's very thoughtful of you.
You don't need to rush.
No, and you know, if you're screaming and you're hurting your lungs, just dial it back like half.
Maybe just give it a little. Give yourself a, say, 30-second break.
Maybe. Go back to it later.
I'm just saying, it can be very dangerous. Don't tear your lung.
Rest. Are you going to go to that show, the Stones, SoFi?
I might.
Yeah, it's one of those. I might actually finally come out of hibernation.
You're not
going to go. You're right, I like to talk about it.
Yes.
Maybe tease myself.
You talk about it, but you don't go. You don't go anywhere.
Nope. Never.
What's wrong with you?
It's been so easy the last year now.
Well, at least you're not this guy. Missing drunk man spent hours helping a search party look for himself. A missing man in Turkey.
Oh, Turkey.
Accidentally joined his own search party.
What are we looking for?
And looked for himself for hours before he realized that he was the target of the rescue mission.
Where is that guy? Wait, that's me.
His name is Behan Mutlu. He's 50 years old. He's from a rural region in Turkey. He was out drinking with his friends, and he wandered off into a nearby forest. So his friends sort of got worried about him, and they contacted the authorities.
Where the hell's Behan, man? We got to find that idiot. He's so stupid.
And the authorities sent out a search party.
That's nice.
Into the woods.
Right.
And at some point, Behan joined the search.
There's a bunch of people over there looking for something.
That's
exactly
what happened.
Oh, man.
Yes.
That's classic.
And then somebody started shouting his name again and again.
Wait, they weren't doing that before? What were they doing? Here, boy! Here, boy!
They were shouting his name before. I should say then he heard someone shout his name.
Oh, okay.
And he said, who are we looking for? I'm right here.
I'm right here, man.
It's unclear how he found himself in his own search party or how his friends didn't realize that he was right under their nose the whole time.
They were drunk too, man.
They were probably smashed as well.
You know, I would say this is something that could happen to you and I, except we're never going to join in and help out. It's just not going to happen. We're just going
to
sit there and stare. Come on, you know better than that.
I'd like to think we would. We wouldn't, but I'd like to think. We would be the drunk guy.
Yeah, 100%.
That is what would happen.
All right.
Who are we looking for?
Kevin. You mean Calvin?
I can find Calvin, man. No problem.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon. I worked for a long time with Miss Allie McKay.
Yay, Allie McKay.
And so we had, you know, a lot of chances to mock each other over different things.
Why would you do that sort of thing at a radio station? That's weird.
I mean, I didn't. Mostly she did.
Oh, please.
Hi, Allie.
I was always nice.
Sluggo. And hello, King of Mock. Now King of Rock, Kevin Ryder.
All right, listen.
Yes.
Allie had a bottle which she would bring. It was like a trash can full of water. It was like a 50-gallon barrel
drum
of water.
Wow.
That she would bring to work every day.
And how often did you have to pee, Allie?
Every break, pretty much. Yeah, but it was, to be fair, it was a 1 gallon. I like to call it a jug. A 1 gallon jug of water.
Mm-hmm. But what did I make fun of?
You made fun of the size of it. You made fun of the fact that maybe it had motivational sayings on it.
That's it, so yes.
What?
It has motivational sayings on it.
See,
I have it here.
Well, no!
I'll read them to you.
No!
So as you drink water...
Allie!
At the top...
Come on!
At the top...
What are you thinking?
There's a sun and it says 7 a.m. Rise and shine.
Oh, no!
But for me, it was... I just changed it. I had to do math in my head. I'm like, okay, well, mine is going to be 4 a.m.
Yeah, right.
Well, and that threw everything off.
You must miss that.
So then it says 9 a.m. Let's get started.
Oh, yeah.
No. Rah, rah!
We're getting into it, guys.
Then it says 11 a.m., hydrate yourself.
Did you do that at 11 a.m.? Did you obey your own water bottle?
Well, yeah, because if I didn't, I wouldn't get to noon. And noon was what, Kevin?
Noon is... Oh, there's no noon. Mine has 1 p.m., keep it up. So I have 11 a.m., hydrate yourself, and 1 p.m., keep it up.
I'm sorry. Did you just say mine has?
Yes, I got one.
I'm looking at it literally right now. It's in the studio, and I might have to leave.
So when I walked in with it, Sluggo said, is that vodka?
I thought it was vodka. I'm like, yeah! Now we're going to have a show.
3 p.m., halfway there.
Yeah, you are.
How does this motivate you?
5 p.m., you can do this.
Yeah, you can, Kevin.
You know, if a water bottle tells you that, you can believe it.
Right?
I mean, think about you're right at the point where you're like, I can't go on.
That's at 9 a.m.
water. But then your bottle's like, no, you do. You can do it.
And then you go, wow, my bottle believes in me.
It's better than Richard Simmons.
Then 7 p.m., don't quit now. I would just like to say that although I own one now.
Yeah, why?
Because I'm not drinking enough water.
Would you have to get that?
A friend sent it to me. 9 p.m., all in a day's work.
There you go. There you go. May I recommend, just as kind of a pro, you got to drink it all way before 9 p.m. or you're going to be peeing.
Yeah, right.
You got to finish by, like, I'd say 4 or 5.
And you got to put vodka in it.
Then you can put vodka in it.
She's talking about a gallon container.
No, that's huge.
Yeah. Yours is a half gallon, correct?
I don't know.
It is massive.
It is huge.
It's very large.
It's way more water than I normally drink.
Dude, you realize I have Sharpies. This thing is going to get way marked up. Allie, he never graffiti-ized yours?
No, I took it with me.
She was very protective.
I didn't allow Kevin to look at my computer. I'm smart.
That you can't do.
But
no
I would
way.
Mock her endlessly. I go, what does your bottle say?
What's your bottle telling you?
Kevin.
Keep it up.
Yes. The fact that you are starting with the smaller one is smart. I mean, it's like butt stuff. You don't go right for, you know, the big one, right?
Sure, you have to ease into that.
Yeah.
Right.
You got to ease into it, and I'm so proud of you.
Because you think I'm going to graduate from this size to go bigger?
I think I might throw up, you guys.
No, we're talking about water now, not butt stuff.
Oh, this is back to water. I was in for a minute, but
nope,
now.
Sorry. We moved right back to water and we didn't give you a heads up. So I'm saying that although I wasn't drinking enough water, I do not need the writing on the side of the bottle. I will not be inspired by words on a bottle. You can do this.
Drop dead.
What if it was just the times? Would that help you out any?
No, I can see a bottle. I can look at a bottle and say, I need to drink that today.
Okay, and you could probably look at a clock, too. Okay, correct. Got it. Yeah.
Well, not both. Let's not get crazy.
Right?
So, yes, I mocked you endlessly for your bottle with...
you should have!
Sayings on
it. You used to be on the right... No offense, Allie, of course.
No,
you should have been on the right page, but now, what are you thinking?
No, you're right, Sluggo. Allie, ask me what I did with the full first bottle.
Well, first of all, these are now, like, my Crocs. This is what
it is. Yes, agreed.
This is amazing.
After I made fun of you for years for having this,
slowly morphing into each other. Hey, I don't mind that. Allie, you want to come down and hang out with me every day? That sounds kind of nice, actually.
Not.
Yeah.
Lose my key card, show up late.
How dare you?
Tell Bean to, you know, go away. And...
I was like 20 seconds early today.
That's a filthy lie. You're 6 minutes late.
I was
sitting here playing Nintendo. Yeah.
You were?
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was
on time.
You
remember that already.
All right.
Unbelievable.
All right. So I was wrong and you were right. And
yay.
I'm going to drink the water. But.
Yeah.
Stuff.
But. Yeah. Stuff.
Yep.
Don't quit now and you can do this. I don't need.
I'm going to start
singing. So Sluggo's going to write all over it and I don't care.
It's going to be graffiti-ized.
So I'm sorry I made fun of you and you did the right thing and I was wrong and you were right.
No, you weren't.
Kevin.
Yes.
It's a big move today. And in a month, when Sluggo gets one, I would be thrilled.
We will call you back.
I'll throw myself from a bridge.
Thank you, Allie. Thanks.
Simon and Garfunkel's Bookends album was sitting at number 1 on the U.S. album charts on this day in rock in 1968. It was their second number 1. That's the one that had Hazy Shade of Winter and Mrs. Robinson on it. Hey, you know that Mike Oldfield Tubular Bells song from The Exorcist? He released it before it was used in the film on this day in rock in 1973. Star Wars opened in theaters, including the Chinese, on this day in rock in 1977.